The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. Do you need some? You can join us. Jump in by phone. That's always fun to get it back and forth. 1-800-947-3979. Or you can text your request. You can also email it, idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. Oh, this is a good one. This is one that we've probably all experienced, and I'm not sure there's one blanket answer that works every time. They write, I bumped into a neighbor that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was obvious she had had some cosmetic surgery.
Okay.
Not to be judgmental, but there's no way she thinks no one notices. I felt uncomfortable having a conversation without first addressing the elephant, or at least the elephant boobs, in the room. It seemed disingenuous to say,
boobs.
You look wonderful. Wow.
Check out your elephant boobs.
Boy, you should start with that as a compliment.
Yeah. What part of the elephant are the boobs?
No, I take it.
Is it the trunk or the ears?
I might have added the elephant boobs portion. They don't say specifically what the...
So she didn't get surgery for her elephant boobs.
But it doesn't make it clear if it was a face or just a tuck or a lift or a binding or a removal. I don't know what she did. So do you acknowledge that if you can tell someone had...
elephant boobs?
No, cosmetic surgery?
I mean, if it's one of my girlfriends and they got some new boobs, hell yeah, I'm slapping those bags and talking about it.
Yeah. If it's a friend, you have to. I mean, if it's a friend, I'm sure it's going to come up anyway. They're probably going to say...
What if it's a coworker?
If Maitland came in with some rockin' tatas, I'd be like, look at you achieving that goal. What'd you say? You were 17 wanting those to come in? Absolutely. But I wouldn't look at you guys if one of y'all came in after some sort of... procedure that
hair
you
plugs.
Were super insecure about or something and said, oh wow, your hair plug looks great. Like that would
you
no.
want you wouldn't slap them around
no. There is a big
I
difference.
Don't know. I think I might if you only got one.
But as a
like a unicorn.
Your or hair like plug babies where the good. Hair only grows in front because the rest gets worn off by the bed.
It looks a little bit weird. Yeah.
Big difference though, the way society reacts to a new pair of tatas and a new hairline.
But, it is kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's true. But also,
boobs,
I mean,
boobs aren't in anymore. I don't think.
I don't think so. Certainly not the ones that look real fake.
I thought they were back.
What'd you say, Maitland?
I think they're coming back.
Are they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read an article.
I don't think boobs ever go out of style.
I guess I didn't know they went out of style or that they might come back.
Well, for a while, the trend was butt implants, and now it's going back to boobs.
Can't we have both?
Yeah,
or
you
neither.
Can. If you're a lucky woman, you can.
You can.
I think butt implants look so weird.
I mean, both are real good.
Anything in moderation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the ones.
You can't go crazy. Yeah. The ones. Yeah. The people that go, give me some double Fs.
I've never met a guy who was like into those ones that look like big life preservers. Where it's like, is that a buoy? What's in? Did you mispronounce boob for buoy? Why is it so big and round?
Check out those elephant boobs.
Yeah, those are huge elephants.
What's in there, circus peanuts?
Oh, those are huge boobs.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
One of my sister-in-laws had a perfect boob job. I remember seeing her in a bathing suit. I was like, dang, your boobs are perfect. What the heck? And when she told me, she was like, oh, I got them done. I was like, oh, my God. I could never even known.
Yeah, if you get a good surgeon and don't go bonkers with the size, they can do a great job and make them look really natural. And
that's one of few, though. My other girlfriends who have gotten boob jobs done, most of them have either gotten them taken out or had to have them redone. And I'm like, it doesn't seem worth it.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I don't know, but I don't think it's rude. Remember the other week when we were at one of the live shows, one of my favorite listeners in, I think, Albany, she said, I won't say her name because I think I embarrassed her. She told me she was going to a Botox party. I used to get Botox in my forehead all the time, but I don't anymore just because. And I've been thinking about doing it again recently, but I don't get migraines like I used to. And she was talking to me all about it. And then we did our listener VIP Q&A beforehand, and she was there. And I said, hey, how was your Botox party? Oh, right into the microphone in front of the other 50 VIPs. And she was like, bear. I don't tell people that, and I was like, "Mom, sorry, I just told everybody because I tell everybody."
Right. Yeah, sometimes I think that's so common now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. You know.
I wouldn't have thought. I mean, it wasn't my procedure, but I wouldn't have thought anything about it.
Yeah. By the end of it, we had listeners asking us more questions about it.
Yeah. We started. It turned into a Q&A about Botox.
There we go. We're learning.
Maitland, do you think I need hair plugs?
No.
That was.
You look great.
I think the truth was in the pause.
Yeah, I can't tell if your glasses are getting smaller or if your hair's running away from your face. I'm
sorry. No, the glasses actually just got a little bigger, so let me answer that question for you.
Mm-hmm. It's like your eyebrows are a little droopy.
Actually, all three of you guys have a really strong head of hair.
Thanks.
You do.
I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but it looks good now.
Two of us are fine. And I wouldn't.
I'm pretty confident I'll have mine.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. You guys have seen my dad.
If I'm describing two of us, that'll be fine. I shouldn't say us, because I'm not in the us portion of the two out of three.
You got bald people on your mom and your dad's side, free beer?
Well, you saw them.
Oh, yeah, your dad is bald.
Yeah.
He is a bald
dick.
You don't want the end of the thing to be all hairy.
Yeah.
Like it used to be. He had curly, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very handsome.
He was the Gabe Kaplan of his day.
Much better than that. More wavy like Elvis hot wings. Not curly.
You said
like
curly.
Gabe. I did, but wavy is the term.
Okay, well.
Mom always said, I always wanted one of you kids to get your dad's dark, wavy hair. And I said, how about straight and dirty dishwater? Yeah. That's what I got.
It looks like he legitimately gave his hair to somebody.
He didn't give it away. It just slowly moved down the top of his head onto his back. I assume there's a big hairy circle right in the middle of his back because of how it slowly migrated away like Pangea becoming the continents.
It could be. Could be.
Well, yeah. So see you later, hair. Mm-hmm. It's been nice knowing you. I'll be sure to get those plugs Maitland suggested quietly with her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look great no matter what.
Stop doing it. Please, no more compliments from that booth.
Hey, toupees are looking better these
days. They are not.
You can
man, yeah, they're doing some great things with those.
I have toupee blindness. Whenever someone goes, man, what an ugly hairpiece, I'm always like, what? I'm always the last to know for all of my life.
They're looking good. That you just glue them on the head.
Some of them are really good. You know, those are tougher to notice. Some of them, really do look like somebody put, you know, I don't know, like a doormat on their head.
And went,
this will take shape.
This could, you guys could plot and easily trick me by, like, when we're at the airport or when we meet new people, go, that person's hairpiece was very good. I'd be like, that was a hairpiece? And I would just assume they were bald. Until I got the urge to pull their hair, it didn't come out or something.
Let me feel that.
A little tug.
Flop
is that
thing.
Real?
One time, my one of our friends in school, his dad had what we all thought was a hairpiece, and he was always one of the fun parents. We'd hang out at their house a lot. And so one night, we thought it would be really funny to push Mr. What's-His-Name into the pool so we could see his hairpiece come off.
Oh, that is funny.
Because he always laughed about everything, and he was just such a good, easygoing guy. And
but you know, I mean, in hindsight, you know that if he has a hairpiece, he's not that easygoing about certain things.
Yeah, he's a little insecure, possibly.
Also, I don't think you really wanted to be wet while wearing work boots and denim, but that didn't stop us. And let me tell you, you haven't felt small until you're being yelled at by the nicest man previously in the world while he holds his hair in one hand and yells, do you think it's funny now? Do you? You little... And then swear words. And you're like, I did until like right now I thought it was funny. And now I feel like everybody else should have told me this was a bad idea. It wasn't my idea, but I sure did encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like me.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.